Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Senator John Hoffman of Champlin made his first public appearance at the DNC summer meeting in Minneapolis Monday since he was shot 9 times in June. Hoffman said what happened to his family and the Hortmans was a political attack on public servants and public service.
And in this climate, we must recommit ourselves to governance over grievance, to service over self, and to action over anger. Terror in the night is not legislative reform. It's heinous.
Hoffman says he's still slowly recovering from the 9 gunshot wounds. He believes all Americans and Minnesotans want to talk to each other again without being demeaned and without the threat of violence. Today is the 14th annual Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair. Minnesota National Guard Colonel Jesse Johnson says they're expecting thousands of veterans and their families for all the events.
The opening ceremony at 10 o'clock at the Liney Lodge Bandshell will feature Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner Brad Lindsay, Major General Sean Mankey, and Senator Klobuchar. And there will be a joint color guard and a flyover conducted by the 34th Infantry Division.
Veterans, active duty personnel, and their families receive discounted gate admission of $15. There are 2 special primary elections today for 2 open seats in the Minnesota Senate. A Democratic primary will be held for former Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury's seat in District 47. A special primary is also being held in Senate District 29 following the death of Senator Bruce Anderson of Buffalo. 3 Republicans are running in today's primary. And authorities in Carlton County are naming the 2 riders killed in an ATV crash in the Fond du Lac State Forest. Deputies say 48-year-old Lisa Westendorf of Cloquet and 59-year-old Glenn Burdick of Homestead, Iowa, died at the scene. The Bring It Home Rental Assistance Program is getting an infusion of money from the Minnesota Housing Board. Program Director Jennifer Bergman says it will help roughly 5,000 families across the state with $123 million in rental assistance grants.
The legislature really wanted to focus on and make a priority for this rental assistance be people with children under the age of 18 with incomes at or below 30% of the area median income.
She says the grant recipients include housing authorities, tribal nations, and nonprofits. And the Minnesota Wild are celebrating the team's 25th season and will play 4 special 25th anniversary games. They will include alumni appearances, fan giveaways, limited edition bobblehead ticket packages, and more. The 4 games are October 28th, November 4th, December 21st, and January 24th. This is MNN.